1 Ezra 8:1 And after these things, when Artaxerxes the king of the Persians reigned, came Ezra the son of Sarayas, the son of Azarias, the son of Helkiah, the son of Salem, 8:2 The son of Sedek, the son of Achidob, the son of Amarias, the son of Azias, the son of Remeth, the son of Zrayas, the son of Savias, the son of Bacchus, the son of Abizim, the son of Phines, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. 8:3 This Esdras went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the law of Moses that was given by the God of Israel. 8:4 And the king did him honor, for he found grace in his sight in all his requests. 8:5 There went up with him also certain of the children of Israel, of the priest, of the Levites, of the holy singers, porters, and ministers of the temple, unto Jerusalem. 8:6 In the seventh year of the reign of Artaxerxes, in the fifth month, this was the king's seventh year. For they went from Babylon in the first day of the first month, and came to Jerusalem, according to the prosperous journey which the Lord gave them. 8:7 For Esdras had very great skill, so that he omitted nothing of the law and commandments of the Lord, but taught all Israel the ordinances and judgments. 8:8 Now the copy of the commission which was written from Artaxerxes the king, and came to Esdras the priest and reader of the law of the Lord, is this that followeth. 8:9 King Artaxerxes unto Esdras the priest and reader of the law of the Lord sendeth greeting. 8:10 Having determined to deal graciously, I have given order that such of the nation of the Jews and of the priests and Levites being within our realm as are willing and desirous should go with thee unto Jerusalem. 8:11 As many, therefore, as have a mind thereunto, let them depart with thee, as it hath seemed good both to me and my seven friends the counselors. 8:12 That they may look unto the affairs of Judea and Jerusalem, agreeably to that which is in the law of the Lord. 8:13 And carry the gifts unto the Lord of Israel, to Jerusalem, which I and my friends have vowed, and all the gold and silver that in the country of Babylon can be found, to the Lord in Jerusalem. 8:14 With that also which is given of the people for the temple of the Lord, their God at Jerusalem. And that silver and gold may be collected for bullocks, rams, and lambs, and things thereunto appertaining. 8:15 To the end, that they may offer sacrifices unto the Lord, upon the altar of the Lord their God, which is in Jerusalem. 8:16 And whatsoever thou and thy brethren will do with the silver and gold, that do, according to the will of thy God. 8:17 And the holy vessels of the Lord, which are given thee for the use of the temple of thy God, which is in Jerusalem, thou shalt set before thy God in Jerusalem. 8:18 And whatsoever thing else thou shalt remember for the use of the temple of thy God, thou shalt give it out of the king's treasury. 8:19 And I, King Artaxerxes, have also commanded the keepers of the treasures in Syria and Phinehas, that whatsoever Esdras the priest and the reader of the law of the Most High God shall send for, they should give it him with speed. 8:20 To the sum of 100 talents of silver, likewise also of wheat, even to 100 cores and 100 pieces of wine, and other things in abundance. 8:21 Let all things be performed after the law of God diligently unto the Most High God, that wrath come not upon the kingdom of the king and his sons. 8:22 I command you also that ye require no tax nor any other imposition of any of the priests or Levites or holy singers or porters or ministers of the temple or of any that have doings in this temple, and that no man have authority to impose anything upon them. 8:23 And thou, Esdras, according to the wisdom of God, ordain judges and justices, that they may judge in all Syria and Phinehas, all those that know the law of thy God. And those that know it not thou shalt teach. 8:24 And whosoever shall transgress the law of thy God and of the king shall be punished diligently, whether it be by death or other punishment, by penalty of money or by imprisonment. 8:25 Then said Esdras the scribe, Blessed be the only Lord God of my fathers, who hath put these things into the heart of the king, to glorify his house that is in Jerusalem. 8:26 And hath honored me in the sight of the king and his counselors and all his friends and nobles. 8:27 Therefore was I encouraged by the help of the Lord my God, and gathered together men of Israel to go up with me. 8:28 And these are the chief, according to their families, and several dignities, that went up with me from Babylon in the reign of King Artaxerxes. 829 of the sons of Phinehas, Gerson. Of the sons of Ithamar, Gamaliel. Of the sons of David, Lettus the son of Sechenias. 830 of the sons of Phares, Zacharias. And with him were counted 150 men. 831 of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Eliohanan, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 men. 832 of the sons of Zatho, Sechenias the son of Jezalel, and with him 300 men. Of the sons of Adin, Abth the son of Jonathan, and with him 250 men. 833 of the sons of Elam, Joseph son of Gatholias, and with him 70 men. 834 of the sons of Saphatias, Zerahiah son of Michael, and with him 70 men. 835 of the sons of Job, Abadias son of Jezalel, and with him 212 men. 836 of the sons of Benid, Asalamith son of Josaphius, and with him 103 men. 837 of the sons of Babi, Zacharias son of Babi, and with him 28 men. 838 of the sons of Astuth, Johannes son of Akatan, and with him 110 men. 839 of the sons of Adonikam the last, and these are the names of them, Eliphala, Jewel, and Samadias, and with them 70 men. 840 of the sons of Bago, Uthi the son of Istalcurus, and with him 70 men. 841 and these I gathered together to the river called Theras, where we pitched our tents 3 days. And then I surveyed them. 842 But when I had found there none of the priests and Levites, 843 then sent I unto Eleazar, and Aduel, and Mazman, 844 and Elnathan, and Mamadias, and Joribas, and Nathan, Unit and Zacharias, and Mo Solomon, principal men and learned. 845 and I bade them that they should go unto Sadius the captain, who was in the place of the treasury. 846 and commanded them that they should speak unto Daddius, and to his brethren, and to the treasurers in that place, to send us such men as might execute the priest's office in the house of the Lord. 847 And by the mighty hand of our Lord, they brought unto us skillful men of the sons of Moli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, Asibabiah, and his sons, and his brethren, who were 18. 848 And Asebiah, and Annas, and Osadias his brother, of the sons of Chananuas, and their sons, were 20 men. 849 And of the servants of the temple, whom David had ordained, and the principal men, for the service of the Levites, to wit, the servants of the temple, 220, the catalogue of whose names were shewed. 850 And there I vowed a fast unto the young men before our Lord, to desire of him a prosperous journey, both for us and them that were with us, for our children and for the cattle. 851 For I was ashamed to ask the king footmen and horsemen and conduct for safeguard against our adversaries. 852 For we had said unto the king that the power of the Lord our God should be with them that seek him, to support them in all ways. 853 And again we besought our Lord as touching these things, and found him favorable unto us. 854 Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Asebrias and Asanias, and 10 men of their brethren with them. 855 And I weighed them the gold and the silver and the holy vessels of the house of our Lord, which the king and his council and the princes and all Israel had given. 856 And when I had weighed it, I delivered unto them 650 talents of silver, and silver vessels of 100 talents, and 100 talents of gold, 857 and 20 golden vessels, and 12 vessels of brass, even of fine brass, glittering like gold. 858 And I said unto them, Both ye are holy unto the Lord, and the vessels are holy, and the gold and the silver is a vow unto the Lord of our fathers. 859 Watch ye, and keep them till ye deliver them to the chief of the priests and Levites, and to the principal men of the families of Israel, in Jerusalem, into the chambers of the house of our God. 860 So the priests and the Levites, who had received the silver and the gold and the vessels, brought them unto Jerusalem, into the temple of the Lord. 861 And from the river Theras we departed the 12th day of the first month, and came to Jerusalem, by the mighty hand of our Lord, which was with us. And from the beginning of our journey, the Lord delivered us from every enemy, and so we came to Jerusalem. 862 And when we had been there 3 days, the gold and silver that was weighed was delivered in the house of our Lord, on the 4th day, unto Marmoth the priest, the son of Eri. 863 And with him was Eleazar the son of Phinehas, and with them were Josabad the son of Jesu, and Moth the son of Seben, Levites. All was delivered them by number and weight. 864 and all the weight of them was written up the same hour. 865 Moreover they that were come out of the captivity offered sacrifice unto the Lord God of Israel, even 12 bullocks for all Israel, 16 rams, 866 12 lambs, goats for a peace offering, 12. All of them a sacrifice to the Lord. 867 And they delivered the king's commandments unto the king's stewards and to the governors of Celosyria and Phenice. And they honored the people and the temple of God. 868 Now when these things were done, the rulers came unto me and said, 869 The nation of Israel, the princes, the priests and Levites, have not put away from them the strange people of the land, nor the pollutions of the Gentiles, to wit, of the Canaanites, Hittites, Pharezites, Jebusites, and the Moabites, Egyptians, and Edomites. 874 Both they and their sons have married with their daughters, and the holy seed is mixed with the strange people of the land. And from the beginning of this matter, the rulers and the great men have been partakers of this iniquity. 871 And as soon as I had heard these things, I rent my clothes and the holy garment, and pulled off the hair from off my head and beard, and sat me down sad and very heavy. 872 So all they that were then moved at the word of the Lord God of Israel assembled unto me, whilst I mourned for the iniquity. But I sat still full of heaviness until the evening sacrifice. 873 Then, rising up from the fast with my clothes and the holy garment rent, and bowing my knees and stretching forth my hands unto the Lord, 874 I said, O Lord, I am confounded and ashamed before thy face. 875 For our sins are multiplied above our heads, and our ignorances have reached up unto heaven. 876 For ever since the time of our fathers we have been and are in great sin, even unto this day. 877 And for our sins and our fathers we, with our brethren and our kings and our priests, were given up unto the kings of the earth, to the sword and to captivity, and for a prey with shame unto this day. 878 And now in some measure hath mercy been shewed unto us from thee, O Lord, that there should be left us a root and a name in the place of thy sanctuary. 879 And to discover unto us a light in the house of the Lord our God, and to give us food in the time of our servitude. 880 Yea, when we were in bondage, we were not forsaken of our Lord, but he made us gracious before the kings of Persia, so that they gave us food. 881 Yea, and honored the temple of our Lord, and raised up the desolate sin, that they have given us a sure abiding in Jewry and Jerusalem. 882 And now, O Lord, what shall we say, having these things? For we have transgressed thy commandments, which thou gavest by the hand of thy servants, the prophets, saying, 883 That the land which ye enter into to possess as an heritage is a land polluted with the pollutions of the strangers of the land, and they have filled it with their uncleanness. 884 Therefore now shall ye not join your daughters unto their sons, neither shall ye take their daughters unto your sons. 885 Moreover ye shall never seek to have peace with them, that ye may be strong and eat the good things of the land, and that ye may leave the inheritance of the land unto your children forevermore. 886 And all that is befallen is done unto us for our wicked works and great sins. For thou, O Lord, didst make our sins light, 887, and didst give unto us such a root. But we have turned back again to transgress thy law, and to mingle ourselves with the uncleanness of the nations of the land. 888, mightest not thou be angry with us to destroy us, till thou hadst left us neither root, seed, nor name. 889, O Lord of Israel, thou art true, for we are left a root this day. 890 Behold, now are we before thee in our iniquities, for we cannot stand any longer by reason of these things before thee. 891 And as Esdras in his prayer made his confession, weeping and lying flat upon the ground before the temple, there gathered unto him from Jerusalem a very great multitude of men and women and children. For there was great weeping among the multitude. 892 Then Jechonias the son of Jeelus, one of the sons of Israel, called out and said, O Esdras, we have sinned against the Lord God, we have married strange women of the nations of the land, and now is all Israel aloft. 8:93 Let us make an oath to the Lord, that we will put away all our wives, which we have taken of the heathen, with their children. 8:94 Like as thou hast decreed, and as many as you obey the law of the Lord. 8:95 Arise, and put in execution. For to thee doth this matter appertain, and we will be with thee. Do valiantly. 8:96 So Ezra arose, and took an oath of the chief of the priests, and Levites of all Israel, to do after these things. And so they swear.